clouds are dark on every head. Oh, but the time is growing nearer when we'll leave this weary land. But to the honors of glory, as the saints of God arise, for soon we'll be called to meet Him. What a much less glorious sight! What a day! What a moment just to see Him in the air! What a thrill to behold Him! What a glory we shall share! Joyous that reunion there will be.
We shall behold again. Oh, what a moment when we see Jesus, when we stand face to face in His embrace and thank Him for amazing grace, amazing grace. Oh, what a moment when we see Jesus. What a see Him in the air. What a thrill to behold, all the glory we shall share. And just live within His presence and humbly bow down at His feet. What a joyous that reunion there will be.
Get your Bibles. Matthew 21, and verse number 18. Let's all stand together. Now in the morning, as he returned unto the city, he hungered. When he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be removed, and be thou cast in the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Heavenly Father, bless your word tonight. To the edification of your people, ye might learn, be mature in the faith that we have accepted and believed. This is praying in Jesus' name for His sake alone. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to read a few notes in the pulpit commentary about the verse we have read tonight. And I just would like perhaps to put up the title of this message, The Fruitless Fig Tree. The Fruitless Fig Tree. We may wonder how Jesus could have hungered to the short walk over the Mount of Olives from Bethany. If he has just left the house of Martha and Mary and Lazarus. If you're aware of the story here, you will see how the Lord Jesus Christ visited Mary and Martha and had fellowship over there. Then afterwards, he went to the Mount of Olives. And of course, the Mount of Olives is a hill. If you're up there, you look down on the city of Jerusalem. But the city of Jerusalem is also a hill. Only Mount of Olives was quite a loftier hill than the city of Jerusalem. Of course, you have to go down on the Mount of Olives going to the city of Jerusalem. The Bible says that in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. But you've got to understand that the Lord Jesus Christ was clothed with humanity. He was a man. The Bible says that he experienced all the weakness of man, yet without sin. And the only thing that the Lord Jesus Christ did not do is sin. Hindi siya nagkasala. Walang pagkakataon sa kanyang buhay na siya'y gumawa ng anumang kasalanan. Pero, naranasan niya ang lahat ng kahinaan ng tao. Nagutom siya, kinakailangan niyang kumain, nauhaw siya. Lahat ng pangangailangan ng isang tao ay naranasan ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo. He suffered. He experienced all the pain. Just like you and me would experience. Yet he did not experience sin. So he got hungry. And while going to the city, he saw a fig tree. Ano ba yung fig tree sa wikang Tagalog? I don't think there's any fig tree here in the Philippines. But you would look at the fig tree for a while. Look at the condition of the tree. It says right here, in the footnotes, the one that made the footnotes said, it had promise. The reason for this would be this. This tree was a forward tree as far as leaves were concerned. Earlier than others of the same species, in putting forth its foliage, it gave promise of an early supply of fruit. Why? Because the figs appear before the leaves. That's a fig tree. The figs appear before the leaves. And you'll find out that this fig tree is full of leaves. It had promise. And I think that all of you here, as people look at you, you're a very promising person. You're a person full of expectations. But you know, a very promising person and a person full of expectations can also be full of pretensions. They're not true. They're just empty promises. Now, how many Christians ever made a covenant with God to serve Him, but they're not serving Him? They had promise. They're full of expectations. They come to church for a while, they get tired coming to church, and they're gone. They become faithful for a while, sin comes in, they fall by the wayside, and they're gone. They had promise. But the promise that you see on their faces is so temporary, they don't stay for a long time. I've been a Christian for how many years? Since 1959. And most of you people, 99% were not Christians yet. Doon ako naligtas, 1959. And I had a rough time. I might have lived in a Christian home and I might have been disciplined by my father, my mother. I might have been in a very disciplinarian environment and I have always lived under the tutelage of the Word of God, and I've always been in Sunday school all my life until now. Never backslid. When I say backslid, never went out of church. I've always been there. I'm only out of church when I get sick. But I've always been in church, and I can only count in my fingers the times that I was absent in church, while you people have always been absent. The kind of Christianity that we have today is full of promise, but are full of pretensions too. Now I don't know the Tagalog word for pretensions. Pagkukunwari. Am I right? You're full of promise, but you're full of pretensions also. The fig tree had a promise, but it was pretentious. It's showing nothing but leaves. I'm not saying I was consistent. I was not quite consistent. I come to church, but there are times in my life that my heart was backslidden. You know, to backslide is not only to be absent from church, because you can be present every Sunday and every service, but your heart can be backslidden. Amen? That's true. And I was like that. But I think it's worse when your heart is already backslidden and you're out of church. Am I right? You're out of church. So I dare not to be out of church, perhaps because of the fear I have for my father. And secondly, because I have nowhere to go. I have nowhere to go. Ako hindi ko maintindihan sa mga anak ng mga members natin kung paano sila nakakatiis ng wala sa church. Ako hindi. Kahit na hindi ako punta ng tatay ko sa church, pupunta ako eh. Why? Because I have been used to it. If I would do it by habit, I do it by habit. Because that's the kind of life I live. Church, school, church, work, church. Church, you know. And that's the life I lived since even before I got saved. I was a young boy. I came to Rogaton as a young boy. Kahit na bago ako na saved, ako ay nag-a-attend ng church. Naglalakad kami mula doon sa Yaltad, papunta roon sa Partok, Santa Mesa, para mag-attend ng church. See? I could say that I've always been faithful in attending church, but my heart is not always faithful to God. Now, I can say I'm full of leaves. I had a promise. But there were times in my life I was pretentious. There were times in my life I had to admit I was a hypocrite. Can you admit that? You don't want to admit, is it? Can you admit that there were times in your life you were hypocrites? That's right. There were times in your life you are what the flatterers say, the great pretender. We pretend we're Christians. We pretend we worship God. We pretend we serve God. We pretend read our Bible, but it's just pretension. Like the fig tree. Like the fig tree. It had promise. Says right here, it is dangerous, and listen now, it is dangerous to make great pretensions. Dangerous. Dangerous to pretend. You know, I look at the president. I look at the president. A lady president. If she is guilty of all charges, she is a great pretender. Am I right? And she is living in dangerous ground. Because even Penny Abante would call for her impeachment if she is guilty of all charges. Now, I'll protect her. Now, I'll support her. Now, I'll do everything for her to remain president. Why? Because I've always believed in the principle of law that the accused is considered innocent until proven guilty. So I don't care what kind of accusations all people give to the president. She is still innocent until the law says she is guilty. And when the law says she is guilty, I cannot support a criminal to become my president. But I'm telling you, as I look at the president now, I hope in my heart she's not guilty. And I hope in my heart she's not pretending, because if she is the greatest hypocrite I've ever known in my life. And I can tell that to her, to her face, if I'll have the opportunity. So, it is dangerous to make great pretensions. Naunawa niyo ba ako? Very dangerous. I mean, kung iba ka sa bahay mo, iba ka dito, somewhere you're pretending. You're either pretending at home or you're pretending here. Tama ba ako? Oo. Kung ibang ugali mo sa bahay mo at ibang ugali mo rito, dito, Bible ang salita mo. Doon sa bahay mo, bulok ang salita mo. Dito, puro prayer ang bibig mo. Pero sa bahay mo, puro mura ang naririnig sa iyo. I mean, you're a hypocrite. Amen? You're not true. You're not honest. And let me tell you this. Kung nakakaunawa kayo sa sinasabi ko, real Christian do not live a double life. What do you call that? A double standard of life. There's one standard at home, and there's one standard in church. What church to? You know? Banal tayo to. Church to. Bakit doon sa bahay mo? Pwede kang maging luko-luko dahil bahay mo yun? Ha? Huh? Hello? Naunawa niyo ba ako? Yes. Your fruitless fig tree. Yan ang sabi dito. To stand out, and I'd like you to understand these words, to stand out from our brother men with some claim to exceptional honor, to raise expectations of exceptional worth. We should do well to avoid taking such a position unless we are sure we can sustain it without disappointing the hopes we raise. What is the condition of the tree? It had what? Promise. Number two, it was not true to its promise.
hindi siya totoo sa kanyang pangako. This is the most unhappy thing about the tree. The tree is not true to its promise. If it had been like the backward trees, nothing would have been expected of it. If it is a tree that is not supposed to bear fruits, we don't expect that to bear fruits. But if it is a tree that is supposed to bear fruits, and it's not bearing fruits but leaves, there's something wrong to it. Just like Christians. Christians are expected to bear fruits. If you're not bearing fruits, there's something wrong with you. Amen po ba? Oo. See, alam nyo, ang kaibahan ng traditional church sa isang church na katulad nito, I can tell you because I know what a traditional evangelical church is. A traditional evangelical church is, they have a pastor who looks like he's dying tomorrow. There's no excitement there, and there's no excitement because his men does not add to his excitement. In that church, there are seven deacons. Seven deacons chosen by 50 members, and the church is 150 years old with 50 members. They have seven deacons. They have a pastor, an associate pastor, alright? And they have 10 Sunday school teachers with 50 members. And the deacons never smile. Ask preachers, listening to me? They never smile. Because they're supposed to look like they are the authority. And every disbursement in the church, it must always be upon the approval of the deacons. Whether they're going to buy a coconut husk or a broom. So it's just like the pastor calling for a business meeting one day on a Wednesday night. Says, mga members, punta kayo ng Wednesday night, meron tayong business meeting, may pag-uusapan tayo. So, nagpunta lahat ng mga members sa Wednesday night, 20 miyembro. Lahat ng mga members. Ang dami, no? Oo. 7 deacons. Ang ganda lang pinag-uusapan, kung bibili ng bunot. Tumayong isang deacon ang sabi niya, I make a motion that we buy coconut husk. Our deacon stood up and said, I second the motion. The pastor says, being the chairman of the board of deacons, says, it has been moved and seconded that we buy a coconut husk. All of you who are in favor, say amen. 15 said amen. All of you not in favor, say, oh me. And 5 said, oh me. They're not in favor. And so, while they're discussing about buying a coconut husk, one deacon stood up and said, I object. Why? Because we need to canvass several stores to find out who can give the best price. Now, let me ask you, how many of you think that with that kind of a church, that church will grow? No, it will not grow. When you have deacons or Acts preachers who have long faces, but you know what? The very leaders of the church are not fruitful. They never invite people to come to church. They never get involved in evangelism. And others who are new members come and invite other people. You ask those deacons if they are involved in soul winning, they're not. If they join the discipleship program, they don't. If they have the prayer meeting, they don't. I mean, you can ask them, but they're deacons. And they have been elected by the church. Now look, though, I don't want a church like that. Do you? No. I want the church, from the pastor to everyone, is a leader by example. The fig tree is not true to its promise. Perhaps, ang dahilan kung bakit walang bunga, sapagkat masyadong maraming dahon. Di ba? Yung dahon ang kumukuha nung sap ng mga vitamins ng puno para hindi magkabunga. Kaya nga yung vine, pinupurge yan. Pinupurge para magkabunga. Kaya sabi ko sa inyo nung araw, nung ako nagpipurge dito, ako'y nagtanim ng ubas. Ginaya ko si Noah. Ako'y nagtanim ng ubas, at after several months, ang dami-daming dahon ng ubas, pero walang bunga. Kinausap ko yung pinagtanungan ko kung paano matanim ng ubas. Sabi niya sa akin, Pastor, kailangan i-prune mo yung ubas. Anong pruning? Tanggalin mo 80% ng dahon yan para mamunga. Ah, ganun ba yun? So I began to remove 80% of the leaves. And after a month, I begin to see clusters of grapes. That's how you do it. And I'm so glad that I am not anymore the one that prunes this church. It is God Himself. God, if you're not, if you'll be a problem here, and you're not doing what you're supposed to do, God will prune you out. God will purge you. Do you know why? Because this is His church. He is the big boss here. Do you believe that? He is the Father here. He is the owner of this church. He died for this church. He gave His life for this church. He is going to purge this church of members that will not bear fruits so that others will bear more fruits. Now, in the process of pruning, some of you people might go to other churches. But you will only add yourself there, but you'll never add members. Because anybody who is not serving God in any church cannot go to any other church and serve God there. He will not also be fruitful. I don't care what you say, it is not the place that makes you fruitful. It is God that makes you fruitful. If you're not fruitful here, you cannot be fruitful anywhere else. You realize that? Oo. Eh kasi sa MBBC, hindi ako fruitful kasi marami nakatingin sa akin eh. Oo, conceited. Ano nakatingin sa'yo? Di ba? Kasi maraming members dun eh, na overwhelm ako ng dami ng miyembro. You know? Oo. Hindi ka nagiging fruitful dahil sa lugar. Nagiging fruitful ka dahil sa Panginoon. Okay? At ang Panginoon ang siyang nagpapataba ng lupa. Am I right? Hindi tayo ang nagpapataba ng lupa, kundi ang Panginoon. Okay. So that was the condition of the tree. Hanggang pan-display lamang siya. Sabi nga rito eh, great attention to display directly endures the cultivation of really worthy qualities. By, kung mauunawaan mo tong English na ito, mahigpit to. You know, uulitin ko ha, great attention to display directly endures the cultivation of really worthy qualities. Why? Because there are people that would like to display themselves. They want to look good. But they are never a help. They just want to look good. Okay? Para mga politiko. They always want to look good. Now, as we look at the condition of a tree, let's look now at the destruction of the tree. The destruction of the tree. Verse 19 of Matthew 21. And when Jesus saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. Boy. Forever. And presently, or all of a sudden, the fig tree withered away. Nakita ng Panginoon na puro dahon lang siya. Anong ginawa ng Panginoon? He cursed the tree. Sinumpa niya yung puno. At ang sabi niya, mula ngayon, hanggang magpakailanman, hindi ka na magkakabunga. The destruction of the tree. It is to wither. And you know what? The fig tree is only valued for the sake of its figs. You are a tree. Your value is only considered because of your fruits. If you have no fruits, if a tree has no fruit, it is worthless. Kung yung fig tree, walang bunga, walang pakinabang. It is worthless. The luxuriance of leaves is worse than useless. Just imagine, worse than useless. Why? Because it prevents other plants from growing where the fruitless branches overshadow the ground. Now, ang ibig sabihin nito? Ibig sabihin nito, yung fruitless tree na puro dahon, nakakadamay ng iba. Bakit mas marami sa church na ganito na walang bunga? Sapagkat mas marami ang walang bunga. Yung hindi nagbubunga, nakakadamay sa iba. Kaya meron tayong mga members na matagal na nadadamay ang mga bagong members. Kayong mga magulang, dinamay nyo ang mga anak nyo. At they land dito, ikaw na nawala ng pagpapala, pati mga anak mo, nawala ng pagpapala. Pati tahanan mo, ay walang pagpapala. Dinamay mo ang pamilya mo. Dinamay mo ang anak mo. Dinamay mo ang katabi mo. Damay-damay yan, members. Okay? What is fruitless is worthless. What does the company do to you if you're not productive? You're fired. Am I right? I don't think any worthy company would want to let a person stay who's not productive. It's only the Metropolitan Bible Baptist Church Ministries and Company let full-time staff who are not productive stay because they claim they have been called of God. Pero walang kumpanya, anumang company yan, na pwede kang mag-stay sa kanila dahil maganda kang lalaki. Siguro, kung sekretarya ka at kabit ka ng boss mo, kahit wala kang ginagawa dyan, pwede kang mag-stay. O kung bakla yung boss mo, ikaw nagpapaligaya, pwede kang mag-stay. Pero walang sino mang empleyado ng kumpanya, pag ang taong yan ay walang pakinabang sa company, nananatili. Tama? Natanggal yan. Kahit ikaw, pag-boss ka, tanggalin mo eh. Now, there's no difference in the work of the Lord. Walang pagkakaiba sa gawain ng Panginoon. Itong kaysaysayang ito, which is true, this is not a parable because this is a true incident. Talagang nakita ng Panginoon yung puno, sinumpa niya yung puno. Totoo to eh. At ito ay nagpapakita ng tatlong institusyon. Alright? It shows to us three institutions. First of all, it speaks of a nation. In this particular story, the fig tree speaks of the nation of Israel. Okay? The nation of Israel, who was once a great nation, made great because of their obedience to God. Made great because there were such men as Moses. Amen? Made great because there were such men as Joshua. Made great because there were such men as Samuel. Made great because there were such men as David and Solomon. But later on, they're not great anymore. So it's possible for a nation to be great and later go down. Why? Why? Because of the faithfulness of his leader. And the story tells us of a nation. Here, in this story, we have the type of the miserable state of Israel. It's a fig tree standing tall, full of leaves, but it is miserable. It is wicked. It is not under God, but under the rule of wicked men. The splendid temple, with its gold so dazzling that no one could look steadily at it when the sun shone on it, was in full view of Jesus as he passed the fruitless fig tree. But listen, it is not that great dazzling temple that typifies Israel. It is the fig tree only full of leaves. On the opposite hill were the signs of the unbounded claims and pride of Israel. Perhaps Israel had all the reason to be proud. They have the history to be proud. They have the greatness to be proud. But the Bible says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. They became so proud of themselves. When they became so proud, they became selfish. They became self-centered. They became ostentatious. They became covetous. They began to look at self more than God. And they began to go into idolatry and all kinds of compromise. And then the nation of Israel began to go down. I look at my country. We have not yet gone into the peak of greatness, yet we have become proud. I do not know what would be your basis to be a proud Filipino. Oftentimes, I would make a joke of the Star Spangled Banner of the US of A, when they began to sing that last phrase of their song, "The land of the free and the home of the brave." I would say, the land of the free and the home of the gay. Because it has become the home of the gay. It is no longer the land of freedom. It's the land of licentiousness. And you've got to understand the meaning of licentiousness and freedom. They're two different things. You can be licentious and you think you're free. You're not. Wickedness takes away your freedom. Wickedness makes you a slave. But the U.S. of A. has the reason to be proud of, because they have a long history of greatness. We don't have. Do you know what we celebrate in this country? In this country, we don't celebrate victories. We celebrate the fall of Bataan. Have you noticed that? We celebrate the Balaginga massacre. We celebrate the Mendiola massacre. In Europe, they celebrate victory in wars. Here, we celebrate massacres. Edsa 1 and Edsa 2. Everything that is fallen and defeated, we celebrate that. That is how slaves we are. That's why Filipinos don't have any confidence with their nation. Naintindihan niyo ba yung sabi sa inyo? Baka ako hindi niyo naintindihan. Kawawa naman kayo kung hindi niyo nauunawaan ang inyong bansa. This is what our country is today. We're even having a hard time showing off our leaves. Because there's nothing good with our leaves anymore. We're not gaining ground as a nation. We're falling apart. We have actually become a banana republic. It is sad. But you know what? Even if it is sad, it's not hopeless. Do you know why? Because there are still meaningful Christians that live in this country. Amen. That can effect change. Amen? Amen? Do you follow me here? Amen. Ah? Marami pa rin Kristiyano rito sa ating bansa na pwedeng magbigay ng pagbabago sa ating bayan. Kaya hindi hopeless ang bansang ito. Mga Pilipinong Kristiyano na kahit na pwedeng makaalis ng bansa, ay ayaw umalis sapagkat nais nila na ang bansang ito ay magkaroon ng pag-asa. Sapagkat ang karamihan sa inyo, kung makakaalis lang kayo, alis kayo bukas. Pupunta kayo ng Canada, pupunta kayo ng US, ng Australia. Kung makakaalis lang kayo, tama ho ba ako? O, huwag na kayong, ako pati ako lulukuhin ninyo eh. Iba lang ako sa inyo, mga kapatid. Ako pwede akong umalis eh. Ayoko eh. Ako ang tumatanggi ng immigrant visa sa US. And I can live anytime. I can get my family out of here and live where we want to live, where we can have peace with ourselves. But that is not what I'm asking for. Do you know why? Anyway, I'm going to heaven someday. And I don't need any other country to make it a heaven for me. I will not even tell you I'm patriotic. But I love my country. And I want my country changed. And I will do the best I can to to be able to do what I can for my nation. Secondly, the fig tree also speaks of the church. Speaks of the church like this. And do you know why the church exists? The church exists for two simple things. The church exists for the glory of God and for the good of men. Do you believe that? The church exists for the glory of God and for the good of men. If the church is no longer showing God's glory, then why does it still consider itself a church? Kung isang church ng Panginoon ay hindi na nagbibigay ng kaluwalhatian sa Diyos, yun na rin siya dapat maging church ng ating Panginoon. At kung bibilangin yung lahat ng mga so-called Christian churches sa buong Pilipinas, bigay nyo sa akin ang porsyento ng mga Christian churches na yan na nagbibigay pa ng kaluwalhatian sa ating Diyos. Not only in terms of music or in terms of the quality of worship, but in terms of the quality of life. And may I tell this to you, unless otherwise you're perverted, the quality of your service springs out from the quality of your life. It's not vice versa. I don't think you can sing better if you people don't have any quality of life. You'll be a hypocrite. And our quality of life comes from what? Comes from the Word of God. Comes from the rivers of living water. Right here. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. This is where we get our sustenance, our sap, our vitamins, our food. And the church exists for the glory, for the good of men. That's why we want people saved. We want people come to know Christ as Savior. Kaya meron tayong fruit-bearing tree contest. Kaya meron tayong evangelistic campaign every time. Kaya meron tayong lahat ng klaseng ministry. And this ministry is what? Is geared to evangelize all kinds of people, from children to the oldest man. The church. Sabi rito, I'd like to read it. If the church bears no fruit, though it may flourish numerically and financially, it is quite worthless. And I can show you a lot of evangelical churches who are flourishing numerically and financially. They have money. But what are the quality of their fruits? Can the fruits they bear be sold in the market? And would, when people look at those fruits, would they want to buy it? Because they're quality. Because they're good. Because they're delicious. Or our fruits are full of worms. It's not even worth looking. Then the fig tree also speaks of individual men and women like you and me. Look at your life right now like a fig tree. You know, I like what it says here. God cares absolutely nothing for any profession of piety. You can look like a praying mantis. You can look like always in a moment of prayer. You know, when the offering is being passed, you always close your eyes. You're in a moment of prayer when the offering is being passed. When activities are being announced, you're always praying. You know, because you're guilty. Many of you can't even look at me because you're guilty. You're so guilty that you'll be ashamed to enter heaven's door. Even if you are going to heaven right now, you're so guilty. God cares absolutely nothing for our professions of piety. I believe the showy religion that imposes on men is an abomination in the sight of God. Just want to show I'm religious. Just want to show I'm praying. Just want to show I go to church. But you know what? Some of us tonight only go to church because we're obligated. That's why you cannot even make some sacrifices, because everything you do when it comes to church worship is obligation. You know what? There's no joy when you do things by obligation. Because you only do that. You only do that because you're told to do it. There's no joy in it. That's why you cannot sing good, because there's no joy in you. That's why there's no excitement for you to worship God here, because you're obligated to come to church. Napilit ka lang eh. Mag-attend. Kaya nga late ka eh. Napilit kang magising. Napilit kang sabihan na may church service ngayon. Napilit ka eh. But there's no joy in you. God looks for fruits, not for leaves alone. God looks for fruit in deeds of useful service. All else is but a mass of worthless leaves. And you know what the Lord does to a worthless tree? He destroys it. It's not worth showing off. A worthless tree is not worth for display. He destroys it. Maybe God will just leave you for destruction. Now I've seen families upon families who, when they were new Christians, they are together as a family. Now they're not. Do you know why? They've got it, God saying, I'm leaving it there. I just leave your family to destroy yourself. And how many families who are faithful before, they're not anymore. Not the wife, not the husband, not the children. Do you know why? Because God allowed them to destroy themselves. We call it self-destruction. Look at your life when you first got saved. You were excited. Look at your life now. Not excited. Let me tell you this. I do not know. I'm not saying I'm more saved than you. Because if I look at you, I think you're more saved than me. You look kind. You look subdued. You look submissive. I mean, I mean, you look like you're all innocent. I'm the criminal. But you know what? When I got saved in 1959, I am more excited now as I serve God than I was more than 40 years ago. But many of you, your excitement has waned. You are not as excited as when you first got saved. I am afraid of you. That one day God will pass. God, the Lord Jesus Christ will pass on that fig tree and say, He'll not bear fruits anymore. Isang araw, dadaan ang Panginoon sa harapan mo. At wala siyang makikita, kundi dahon. Sabihin niya sa'yo, mula ngayon, hindi ka na mamumunga. Kahit kailan. Isang araw, dadaan ang Panginoon sa tahanan mo. At hayaan niya na mag-self-destruct. Bakit? Sapagkat bilang ama, wala kang ginawa upang ang buong pamilya mo ay maging intact sa gawain ng Panginoon. Bilang ina, hindi ka gumawa ng lahat ng bagay para mga anak mo ay makitang tapat sa Diyos. Bilang mga anak, hindi ka nakinig sa iyong mga magulang. At bilang isang pamilya, ninyo binuo para kay Kristo. Isang araw, dadaan ang Panginoon dyan, sabihin sa inyo, you will not bear fruits anymore. Tumayo tayong lahat. Every head be bowed, every eye be closed. Naunawaan niyo ba yung mensahe? O, pilit niyo tinatanggihan. And you wish you were not in church tonight. And if you do not wish to believe the verses we have read tonight, you can take it out from the Word of God. But if I were you, as a parent, as a father, and as a mother, and as a Christian lady or man, I would dash right on the altar and say, Oh God, when you pass by my home, please bless it. When you pass by my life, I just don't want trees there. I just don't want leaves. I want fruits. Hindi na natutuwa ang Panginoon sa tahanan ng marami sa inyo. Hindi na siya natutuwa. Wala na siya nakikita sa ibang tahanan natin na dapat parayin pa niya. Wala na. Because you have changed. And many of us have not changed from good to the best, but from good to bad and from bad to worse. We have changed. Nakakalungkot, ang isang pamilyang masayang nalilingkod sa Panginoon noon ay hindi na ngayon. Ang isang tao na noon ay namumunga at ginagamit ng ating Panginoon ay hindi na ngayon. Sapagkat marami sa atin abala na sa mga bagay ng kamunduhan. Not for the glory of God. It is sad but true.